a major way our relationship with our Heavenly Father is realized and expressed and enjoyed is through prayer. So don't let that statement pass over you. Reach up, grab it out of the air, and plant it in your heart. Trace this with me. In John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus tells us that He has told us all of these things, primarily to abide in Him, so that His joy can be in us and that our joy would be full. And then in John chapter 16, verses 21 and 22, Jesus tells us that our sorrow will turn to joy and that no one will be able to take that away. It's indestructible because our joy is rooted in the resurrected, indestructible Christ. And now in John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24, Jesus tells us that our relationship with the Father will be such that we can commune with Him and speak to Him by means of the Son, Jesus, by means of the Spirit, and this will complete our joy. Which begs the question, how much of our relationship with the Father do we truly enjoy? Does it bring joy into your heart when you pray? Do you want more joy in your life? Well, then pray more. And I'll be the first one to step up to the line and confess that my prayer life is not what it should be. And prayer is not about fulfilling some kind of time quota. This is not about fulfilling some kind of religious law or rule about praying. This is simply understanding and knowing the privilege and the power of prayer. So joy is made full by our participation in the vine, thereby knowing what to pray and ask for, thus resulting in the joy of the Father. And here's what's often forgotten, or maybe not even realized, is that prayer is a privileged gift for the believer. So when you unwrap that gift today, the gift of prayer, please remember Jamshed Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Nyack Yusa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi and Tanzania.